You're listening to Packers Talk Network. PackersTalk.com.
Do you want to experience the thrill of a Packers game at Lambeau Field? If so, be sure to get your game tickets from the longtime trusted source in Wisconsin, Ticket King. Visit their locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay, or just go to their website, theticketking.com. Again, that's theticketking.com.
Oh, sure, I could give you some cleverly worded intro that would knock your socks off. But instead, how's about I just quote Aaron Rodgers himself? We got a defense! And with that, I'd like to welcome you to the season premiere. Season 2 of Lemps Talk and Pack. I am your host, Chris Lemphasis, coming to you once again from my basement Packer room in my home in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, here to break down Green Bay's 10-3 victory over the Chicago Bears, the hated Chicago Bears, Thursday night at Soldier Field on the lakefront down in Chicago. A win that, as talked about in the lead, was almost entirely powered by the defense. Before we get to that, I want to say hi to everybody maybe tuning into the show for the first time on my new home, PackersTalk.com. Well, new old home. It was the old show Adam and I did. That was our home for many years, but kind of went my own way last year doing the Podbean thing, and then over the winter started talking to Jersey Al and CD Angeli about maybe a reunion of sorts, and luckily for me, they were totally open and willing to do it, and here I am. So I'd like to say thank you to Al and CD. Really, it means a lot that you guys were willing to have me back. And of course, I got to give a shout out to the old hardcore still rocking it on Podbean. Love you guys. You guys and gals have been with me since day one. Well, I guess I only had one season. Season one last year. But yeah, love you guys too. Thanks for tuning in. Wow. What a performance by the defense. What a freaking performance by the defense. God, I don't know if I'm quite as gleeful as Aaron Rodgers was in his post-game interview with Michelle Tafoya, but I tell you what, I am pretty freaking gleeful after watching that. That was just an incredible performance. I mean, they did it all, man. The coverage was outstanding. The tackling was crisp. I know it was a concern a lot of us had after watching him, especially early in the preseason. But I guess that's why those guys were the backups. The pass rush was relentless. Relentless. Mike Pettine, man. Mike Pettine called a hell of a game. Now, that's not really a surprise, I don't think, because, I mean, he called some great games last year, too. People might forget because they lost those games. But, I mean, you think about the first half of the Rams game. You think about the first, oh, I don't know, three-plus quarters against New England. You think about the first three quarters against Seattle. All road games, by the way. I mean, Pettine was really, he was doing the job, but it's just, in all those games, the team collapsed, the defense, because, you know, injuries, just kind of basic lack of talent. But you could tell even last season, like, man, Mike Pettine knows how to call a game on defense. He just needed talent. Now he's got it. I repeat, now he's got it. I mean, talk about the new guys. Holy jeez. Money well spent from Brian Gutekunst, at least for 1 week. This is from Rob Domofsky, Packers beat guy from ESPN.com. The Packers' big three free agents, Za'Darius Smith. Six pressures created, led the team. One sack. Preston Smith, three pressures created, 1.5 sacks. I feel like I should start singing This Charming Man or something. You know, just in honor of the Smiths. I'm not gonna. Not yet. I may at some point in the season. Stay tuned. And then Adrian Amos, you know, the former Bear. How sweet was that? How sweet was that he got what ended up basically being the game-sealing interception? I know the Bears had the ball, you know, after that pick. But for all intents and purposes, that was the dagger. How sweet was that for Adrian Amos? God, that must have been so sweet. I mean, I was geeked just watching. I can't even imagine how he felt getting that pick against his former team. Great, great. I mean, Za'Darius Smith, let's start there. Dude was just a beast, man. He was just all over the place. You saw his number. You saw his name all night. All night. Great, great. So Preston Smith, too. Now, Preston Smith, see, now a lot of people, he's kind of looked at as more Like, and I'm not downplaying his performance, but I think everybody kind of thought, well, yeah, Za'Darius is going to be the pass-rushing beast. People thought, I think the thinking with Smith was he'd be more of an edge setter, more of a factor in the run game. He would get his pressures too, but, you know, just I don't think people thought that was necessarily going to be his thing. And again, he had a sack and a half tonight. It was great. There were a couple of plays, and you did notice him in the run game. A couple times the Bears tried to kind of trick him on. They almost looked like kind of option-type plays. Or play-action stuff, and he just didn't bite. Either time. Snake eyes on both roles. He was fantastic. And again, you know, I talked about Adrian Amos. Again, not just the pick, but Adrian Amos came in, and I felt like you noticed him in the run game as well. Just great stuff. Great, great stuff from those three. And I think Darnell Savage, you noticed too. I mean, he didn't, if I'm looking at it, I got to pull up the box score here. This is probably scintillating. Why do this? I got a new laptop, so now you know, shit doesn't freeze on me like it used to. So I'm a little more dangerous in that area, which is good. Yeah, I thought Savage had one QB hit, one pass breakup. I thought you noticed him. He's going to be a stud. Oh my God. You know, I didn't really do too much off season stuff. I didn't do any pods. The last one I did was after they hired LaFleur. I kind of had a rough, I had an incredibly rough, I guess you'd say off season, just sort of in terms of my personal life, some losses in my family stuff. It's late. I don't really feel like talking. You don't want to hear about it. I'll talk to you about more as the season goes on. Or I'll probably mention it at some point. Because I do want to, you know, kind of explain to you guys at some point where I was. But yeah, those guys were fantastic. Fantastic. You know what? It wasn't just, I don't want to just talk about the new guys because the holdovers were making their names known too. I mean, Blake Martinez, he had a sack early on. I felt like you noticed him all over the place. Kevin King, all right, it was a great play. He made a great play to get underneath the coverage and put himself into position to get that pick. He should have had the pick, but still it was a great play. And it showed the kind of talent that Kevin King has. You know, I think people, I kind of shake my head. I get irked when I see people calling him like a bust on Twitter. I'm like, he's not a bust. He has talent. He has an abundance of talent. He just has to stay healthy. So hopefully he can continue to stay healthy and build on what I thought was a solid night. Jair Alexander, I mean, if you listened to the show last year, you know how much I love Jair. Dude's a stud. Two passes defended tonight. He really, I think, is going to be one of the elite corners in football. It could even happen this year, but certainly I think within the next year or two, you're going to see that happen. Kenny Clark had a half a sack, made a great play in the run game. That brilliant swim move where he just blew by. I can't remember who the guard was for the Bears, but he just punked the guy out. And then I got to mention the old dog, Tremont. There were some struggles, but two passes defended, and I thought, you know, and he had the penalty, but I thought Tremont, you know, I mean, he's battling. It was just everybody. I mean, I could probably mention everybody. I think I basically did mention everybody on defense. But I mean, how fun is it to watch great defense? No, it's not illegal to play great defense. If you're a Packer fan, you'd be forgiven for thinking maybe it was. But it's not illegal. You can do it. And they did it tonight. It was just so much fun. And you know what? What else was fun? What I loved was it just seems like the guys on that unit love Pettine. I mean, when it became official that the game was over and the Packers were going to win, just they were all around him and hooting and hollering. Rodgers came over and pushed him. It was just great, you know? It's so exciting to think about where this defense could go, you guys. Like, it really, it's incredibly exciting. Now, they won't be playing Mitch Trubisky every week. Mitch Trubisky, that's an interesting case. You know, I think it's hard. This is, what, the start of year three for him? It's hard, even now, I think, to get a gauge on him, just personally. They don't really let him grip it and rip it too much. He had the 150-yarder that got called back on the obvious pass interference, offensive pass interference. But they kind of keep him chained up. I mean, they don't really let him, you know, sling it around. It's a lot of safe stuff. They focus on the run game, passes to the running backs. It's just, I don't know. And they didn't have Trey Burton tonight, too, which probably hampered his performance. But I couldn't tell you if he's good or not. I right now, I would tend to think he's not. It's more likely that he won't be good than he will. still early, but just, I don't know. It's hard to, you know, for an off, having such an off, noted offensive guru, quote unquote, as a head coach, you'd think that, that at this point he would kind of let Trubisky sling it, but he didn't tonight. And, you know, the Packers defense obviously made it that hard too. But God, it's just, I'm just, even now, like, what did the game end, like, an hour ago? A little over an hour ago? I'm just gleeful. I'm just so gleeful about watching that defense. And just thinking about where they could go. It's exciting. And they needed it tonight, because, you know, the offense just kind of looked, sadly, a lot like the offense we saw last season. I said this on Twitter, too. I was legitimately shocked how much they looked exactly like the offense from last year. You know, I didn't feel like, for all of LaFleur's talk about wanting to establish the run, it didn't really feel like they did that. Now, the Bears' defense took a lot of that away. But, I mean, in the second half, it felt like the run game was getting going a little bit. And then it just didn't feel like they stuck with it enough. You know, they needed to stick with it longer, I think, at times. And then the big one, I know everybody was complaining about this on Twitter, was how long it took them to get the plays off. I mean, what were they doing? I mean, you can't run, and I know we complained about this last year with McCarthy. You can't run the play clock down to 1 second every freaking time. It just allows the defense to get the jump. They just tee off. And for a great defense like the Bears, I mean, holy shit. That's exactly what they're going to do. I mean, they badgered the hell out of Rodgers all night. How many times was he sacked? 10? 15? No, I don't know. It was 5 times. I mean, just, ugh, not good. But you know what? They got the one great drive that they needed. Well, really, it was just one great throw. But they got the one drive that they needed to get the touchdown. And that ended up being the difference in the game. That throw to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. MVS, as we call him here on the show, for those who've tuned in before. What a hell of a throw. I mean, the first three drives were ass. They were terrible. And it was just like, what am I watching here? And then they start their fourth series. They call a timeout before they even run a play. And it's like, oh my God, what the hell am I watching? And then, of course, Rodgers just, you know, things look bleak. Rodgers just unloads an absolute beauty on first down. 2 again, MVS. 47 yards down to the Chicago 27. And from there, it was game on. Rodgers, you could tell, was definitely heating up on that drive. Passes to Mercedes Lewis. And Davante Adams gives Green Bay first and goal. On the first and goal, Rodgers flips one into traffic for Jimmy Graham. Goes up and gets it. Touchdown. He played basketball in college. Now, I don't know if that's ever been mentioned on a broadcast. In case it hasn't, I'm going to let you guys in on a secret. Jimmy Graham played basketball in college. Right? Did you know Tony Gonzalez played basketball in college, too? Yeah, it's been a long day. You know, the thing I loved about that pass to Graham? Couple things. One, I love that Rodgers, I mean, it wasn't like heavy traffic, but it felt like maybe a throw he wouldn't have attempted last year. Like, it felt like it was a little bit more, I don't want to say Favre-ish, but kind of. And the other thing I liked about it was that Rodgers made that happen from the pocket. It felt like he made more of a concerted effort tonight. I mean, he still does his thing scrambling out, and you don't ever want him to quit that totally. But it did feel like he was trying to stay more in the pocket and do his damage there. And that's going to be an adjustment for him. But I think once he learns to get the correct balance at this point in his career, at his age, I mean, I think he's going to be lethal. Lethal. You didn't see it tonight, but I think it will happen. There were other nice moments. Some passes, the passes to Trevor Davis and Big Bob Tonyan that kind of showed some glimpses, I think, of what this offense could look like. But no, the Packers did very much look like a team finding their way in a new scheme against, again, an unquestionably great defense on the road. A bitter rival as well. So, yeah, I mean, I was, you know, kind of pissed about it. But really, when you look at it, there's no shame in any of that. And you do have to think that things will get better. I think they will. I think that they're definitely going to get better. And again, I think this is why Rodgers was so excited, partly, at least in part, in his postgame thing, because it was just like, oh my God, like, we got it, you know what I mean? So much of, like, I think we thought the defense would be better, but I think a lot of the consensus was like, it's still going to be a Rodgers-led team. And of course, that's going to be the case as we progress. But I think you could just see Rodgers almost like a weight was lifted. Like, I can kind of take some time to figure this out and get acclimated, and I've got a group that can carry me while we're doing so. And then you just think like, well, God, what's it going to look like when they do figure it out if the defense continues to play like this? Holy hell, man. What a team this could be. It's just, you know, and it's so, it was so fun beating the Bears at their own game. Right? Because they're the Bears. They're the defensive team. Right? And we're the Packers, and they're the Packers, and they have, you know, the defense sucks or doesn't have enough talent. And it kind of felt tonight almost like Billy Madison when he catches the dodgeball. I got that feeling with Rodgers, you know, now you're all in big trouble. That's kind of the way I felt watching that defense tonight. I'm trying not to get too excited because it is still just week one. But, I mean, it's hard not to be excited, right? Jeez, it's, trying to kind of go over some other stuff here, some odds and ends. The running game, as mentioned, I didn't think they stuck with it as much as they needed to in the second half. Aaron Jones, 13 carries, 39 yards. He seemed to get going. That's a tough-ass defense to run on. It is. It's a tough defense to run on. I thought they should have maybe given Jamal Williams a little bit more run, not just in the run game, but in terms of passing. I just felt like his physical punishing style would have been a better fit. He had a couple of nice receptions in the first half. I just felt like maybe that could have been a thing they built on more. I'm not worried about Aaron Jones. He is still going to be a stud in this offense. I still feel totally, I'm totally okay with it. Let's go kind of just going over some other statistics here for y'all. MVS, 4 catches, 52 yards. Obviously, the highlight was the 47-yarder. Devontae, tough night for Devontae. 4 catches, 36 yards. He was targeted 8 times. I'm not really surprised. You could kind of tell from the jump. It was, you know, the Bears and Pagano were basically like, okay, so who else do you have? Because Devontae is not beating us tonight. There was that one that someone posted it on Twitter of him after a play looking up and counting how many guys were out there covering him. It was 3. So, again, not worried. He'll get his. Jimmy Graham, 3 catches, 30 yards. Would have had another one if not for a blatant pass interference call. You know, I still believe in Graham. I do. I think he's still going to be, I think he's got at least one more year in him. Now, you're never going to see peak Jimmy Graham again. Those days are over. But Graham, that you saw tonight, he can still do some. He can still get down the seam. He can make catches in traffic, as you saw in the touchdown. So I'm not, you know, I think I feel good about that. I know people were kind of, some fans were pissed they brought him back. But, you know, I think he'll be all right. Let's see what else here. Going over some Bear stats, Trubisky 26 of 45, 228 yards. They sacked Trubisky 5 times. Interesting quote from Tremont Williams after the game. This is from Lily Zhao from, I hope I'm saying her name right, Lily Zhao from WFRV in Green Bay. Quote, "We knew if we could get Mitchell Trubisky to play quarterback, we could win." That's, jeez. Damn, Tremont. They did a nice job again. You know, they contained the Bears. The Bears really clearly wanted to get the ground game going. Because, again, even though he threw the ball 45 times, and that obviously was not the plan for Trubisky. It was they wanted to establish the run. But because the Packers played so damn well, in terms of the run defense especially, it just it turned into they had to have Trubisky start, again, not really slinging it downfield, but throwing more. Bears ended up with 15 carries for 46 yards, 3.1 average. Nothing really special there. That was good. Allen Robinson was a bit of a problem. 7 catches for 102 yards. You can see his knee is really, is back to is, he's back. He's about 2 years now removed. I think they said on the broadcast from his ACL injury that he suffered in Jacksonville. He's going to be a factor for them. He really, I think he is. He's, I mean, he was a pain in the ass. He was the only kind of thing the Packers didn't do particularly well on defense was cover him. Haha, Clinton Dix. Very quiet night for Haha. Five tackles. No playmaking statistics. That's a shame, huh? Bummer. Yeah, that Bears defense. Holy shit, though, huh? Floyd, Mack, Robertson, Harris. Who is he? He was making plays. Fuller's a good corner. Roquan Smith. I loved Roquan Smith when he came out. That was my dream, was the Packers could get him. Obviously, they didn't. But I had a feeling he'd be a star. I think I'm going to end up being right on that one. Where are we at here? We're at about 20. It's only 20 minutes. Jeez. Whew, I'm rusty. I think I was thinking I had gone for like an hour. I'm like, oh, 20 minutes. Let's see here. Rodgers' final line, not particularly impressive. 18 to 30, 203 yards. 6.8 yards per attempt. Again, was sacked five times. But, you know, I'm not that worried. Again, I'm not worried about it. But you know what? Another thing. God, I can't believe I didn't mention this. The defense. I should have mentioned this in the lead. Talk about burying the lead. 3 of 15 on third downs for the Bears. Okay, so Green Bay was 2 of 12. That's probably worse. But the Bears were 3 of 15 on third downs. At one point, I think they failed to convert, was it 8 or 9 third downs in a row? 10? It was incredible. Incredible streak by this Packers defense. Let's see. Held the Bears to 16 first downs. Green Bay only had 13. Again, that's not very good. Drew a lot of holding calls. What did they say? Chicago led the league or was near the top of the league in fewest holding calls last year. And the Packers drew 3 holding calls alone in the first half. This is just a different defense. You know, and there's, you could, again, like I said, you could feel it last year that, like, there was something here. They just needed reinforcements. And they got them. This is just, what a great way to open the season, you know? Last season sucked. Last season sucked on ice. It was so tough. And it was just nice to get an opening. It's nice for LaFleur to get the monkey off the back early. Gets that first win as a coach. I don't think any of the questions about the offense are going to cease. But, yeah, great win. And now we look ahead to Minnesota next week. Home opener. That'll be fun. Another good test. Kirk Cousins, I'd say, is probably, what, a little bit better? He's better than Trubisky. That'll be a good test at home to see where they're at. And it's kind of, you know, it's good for the Packers to get this. I felt like, I was just texting with a friend the other day, that I felt like this game could be a swing game in the sense of, so I said early in the preseason, I think on family night, that I thought this was a 10-6 team. And I stood by that all the way through the preseason, all the way through training camp. But I felt like this was a kind of a big game. Like, as far as, like, if they won, then I definitely was thinking 10-6. I don't know about 13-3, the ESPN projection or whatever. That seems a little bit much. Because there's going to be struggles, you know. There's things LaFleur will only be able to learn by going through them. And by going through them, I mean probably failing. Just as what happened with McCarthy his first year. But I did feel like tonight was, this team's more talented than that first team McCarthy had. Which is why I'm saying I think 10-6. Especially after tonight. Now, if they had lost, I might have thought, well, 9-7. But I think 10-6, I think they're at least a wild card team. Definitely. Definitely, I think that. And, you know, you get that Viking game. I mean, it's kind of a big game because you get the Broncos. They have a new head coach at home. That feels like a very winnable game. If you can win next week against Minnesota, you're looking at 3-0 going into that Thursday nighter against the Eagles. That would be big. That would just, next week is another sneak, and they're all big in this division, but I think next week's a pretty important game and an important test to see. Just how much progress this team has made, because the Vikings have, talk about Cousins, but Dalvin Cook. Obviously, we know about Thielen and Diggs. I mean, it's going to be a test. It's going to be a nice early season measuring stick for this defense. All right. I got this review here. Again, apologies for if I do sound a little rusty. I haven't done one of these in about 8 months. So, just taking one last look at the box score here. You know what? I kind of think that's it, right? I think we kind of covered it. defense is fun, kids. It's fun to watch your team play defense well. I don't remember, really, you'd have to probably go back to the Super Bowl here. Last time we had a defense, we thought, this might be pretty good. So, yeah, on that note, I am going to jam on out of here again. Welcome to all the listeners on Packers Talk Net and all the Podbean hardcores, the iTunes hardcores from last year. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have a fun season, I think. Okay, I'll be back next week after the Viking game. Until then, thanks for listening. I am Chris Lempesis. Go Pack, go!